Yes, darling.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes, good morning, sit up.
Darling.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
A little louder, darling. Yes.
It's very difficult to speak.
A little louder, darling.
Tata.
Yes, darling.
Is that better? Is that better?
Little better, yes. But it can be still better. Yes?
I'm so pleased to come and talk to you.
Yes, now it is a little better.
It is clearer?
Yes.
Oh,
oh yes, that's now
it's
very nice.
It's difficult for me to know.
Yes,
if you can
I understand, darling.
Sometimes it is very difficult to know if one is speaking clearly.
Yes. Because,
you know?
Yes.
I have been waiting for you to arrive.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the roses.
Ah, no, darling. Each rose is a kiss for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I wish I could bring you something wonderful.
Ah.
All I can bring you is my love.
Nah, you yourself.
And that you always have.
Yes, you yourself. It's the best thing God has given me.
I'm sorry if I'm not doing very well.
Why?
Well, I don't think I am speaking as well as usual.
No, you're
I don't want to be a disappointment to you.
No.
But I am so excited, you know.
No, darling.
And sometimes it is perhaps a little more difficult.
No, no, I understand.
I think there are times when it is a little complicated, you know.
But
I'm learning how to do it better.
Yes.
I shall soon be able to talk to you better still, I hope.
Yes, darling.
But I think I don't do too badly.
No, not now.
No?
No, you're perfect, darling.
I was with you earlier today.
Yes.
I went with you to the market.
Yes, I know.
But I was here before you. It does not take me very long to get about.
No, naturally.
You have to go on the bus or on the ground.
You can fly.
Or something.
Yes.
But I can get here very quickly.
Yes.
I look forward so much to it.
Yes.
Our anniversary.
Yes, darling.
You do not forget.
No, I can't.
As if you could. And I don't forget either.
No, darling.
How many years is it?
5 years today.
5 years today. I was trying to think to myself exactly how long.
Yes.
I was not sure if it was 5 or 6 years today.
Uh-huh.
But it is the 16th of July.
No, 14th of July, darling.
The 16th today.
Yes, today is the 16th.
And
yes.
The 14th is the anniversary.
Yes, the anniversary.
But today is the 16th.
Today is the 16th.
And this is your second time here.
Yes, exactly.
Good. I have to think all the time.
Yes, darling.
Dates, you
know. Yes, that's right. Of course I can.
What is dates? What are times?
Huh? Yes.
Ah. Oh, dear, I don't know.
But I can feel you are with me all the time, darling. No matter where I am.
Oh, it does not matter where you are. If you were to go to some other country anywhere, I can come with you.
Yes,
I come with you constantly.
I feel you.
Sometimes I am with you when you are at work.
Yes.
Sometimes when you are in the apartment.
Yes.
Sometimes when you are out walking or even in a shop.
Yes, exactly. I understand.
And sometimes when you are sitting very quiet, then I think I can reach you much easier.
Sitting, what, darling?
When you are quiet.
When I'm quiet.
I think that is obviously the best time, when your mind is more free.
Yes.
And you are not thinking too much about business or
something. No, that's right. That's
right. Always the best time.
Yes.
When you are quiet at home.
Yes.
In the evening.
Yes.
I am often with you, as you know.
Yes.
And we are going to see if we can do something.
Yes, darling.
With the tape recording.
Yes.
Perhaps we will be successful. I hope so.
Yes. I have bought some gadgets to connect the radio with the tape recorder.
I see.
You see? And we will try everything.
Well, one can only try.
Yes.
Perhaps, who knows, eventually.
Yeah.
I would love so much to be able to get into contact with you direct.
Yes, darling, I know.
I mean, I appreciate every opportunity coming to talk to you here, but...
Yes.
If only I could talk to you at home.
Because that would be something wonderful.
That would be marvelous.
Yes.
But we must keep on trying.
Yes,
that is the only thing we can do.
But you know that wavelength you've given me, 707.
Yes, I know.
But it may be that I have to find some position where I do not get disturbed.
I don't know. You see, I don't understand these things.
Yes.
Because, you see, I have to tell you certain things that I have to seek advice, you know. And 707 was what was told me as a possibility. But, of course, this thing, you know, is very difficult to be sure about.
Yes, exactly.
I think when it happens, it will happen, how you say, sudden, you know.
All of a sudden.
Without any...
Yes.
I don't think, I don't know. I just think that if I can communicate with you in a normal way, you know, it would be marvelous. And I think there are times when I am able, and other people perhaps do, I'm sure are able to... I don't know, somehow register, I suppose, oneself in the condition or atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like the earth, you see. I am able to send my thoughts to you.
Exactly.
And you receive my thoughts.
Yes.
If one can do this, which means to say one must be very much in tune, then why not, could it not be more definite in a material way like with a...
Deborah
Gordon.
Yes.
If I can speak to you here, I think, well, why not I speak to you at home?
But you see, here, I can hear you because of medium. But with
I know, but must we always have to have a medium?
No, no.
I mean, I do not want, you know, and we're grateful, of course,
but
every time I want to talk to you now, you have to come all the way to London, and you have to sit with a gentleman, which I appreciate and I'm grateful, but how wonderful it would be if I could talk to you in our own apartment.
Yes.
Even if we have to have a medium there. I suppose there are no other people that one could invite.
No, nobody, darling.
Well,
I don't know of anyone in Sweden.
No?
No. Perhaps Mr. Carlson, whom you mentioned.
You ever hear from him?
No. You know, Mr. Carlson is on your side.
Ah, this Mr. Carlson.
Yes, because
but is there not also another Mr. Carlson?
Yes, there's another Mr. Carlson.
On Earth,
Yes.
And the song?
Yes, yes.
I think perhaps they would know, huh?
Uh-huh, maybe.
You ought to
but they're not in the same places.
No?
No.
Where are they?
They're in a place called Falköping.
Oh.
Yes, it's another place.
You know, I feel as if I know... Oh, so much and so little. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think to myself, if only I could talk and talk and talk and say and say all sorts of things.
But, you know, if you speak close to the microphone, that may be successful. Because...
You mean at home?
At home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to.
Yes.
I have already tried many times.
Have you?
And, you know, I have found that... In the early morning, I think it is possible you may hear. You know, I have convinced myself that when you wake in the morning, possibly you may hear me. You know, sometimes you sleep and you dream with me, about me.
Yes.
And you know, you come here when you are free to leave the world, ever asleep, you know, you are able to come and see me.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I fetch you.
Yes.
I fetch you.
Uh-huh.
When you go to sleep.
Yes.
So, do you not remember nothing?
No, darling.
I wonder why.
I know this, that you are with me before I go to sleep. And you take me with you.
So?
And after that, once I'm asleep, I know nothing.
Sometimes you wake up in the morning
sometimes.
And you feel very sure we have been together.
Oh, yes.
And you know, sometimes in the night you have turned over and you put your arm on the pillow.
Yes, that's right.
You know?
You
think I am there.
Yes. You're perfectly right.
You know?
Yes, you're right.
I do funny things sometimes that make you know.
Yes.
Sometimes I put my hand through your hair.
Yes. I wish I could feel it.
And on the dressing table, there are some things of mine that you retain.
Yes.
You keep most of my things.
Nothing I can part with.
No, I know.
No.
And everywhere there are pictures of me.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
Together.
Yes, darling.
That's I heard you say something about India.
Yes.
Bombay.
Yes, Bombay.
How long ago all that seems?
That would be about 6 years, darling.
I know. It seems so long time
yes.
ago. And yet it is not so long, I suppose.
Yes.
I wonder, you know, do you think ever that we might have stayed there?
Devon?
Do you ever think that we might have stayed there?
We?
Hmm.
Yes, we might, but we thought of a new life.
I know.
You know?
And India was getting very difficult.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes.
I think, I don't know, perhaps I shouldn't say this.
No.
But I sometimes think it was while in India that things began to go wrong with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And perhaps it was some unseen influence bidding me to bring you up here.
I think it was important and necessary
yes.
that we had to go to Sweden.
Yes.
Because, don't you think?
Yes, exactly. And
but it was so short a time we have together.
Yes, yes. Because I felt that if anything should happen to me and you were in India, it would be a terrible thing to think of. And I felt that while I was well and able to move, we must do so. And that was the idea, and we thought we would have a new life together in Sweden.
Well, it was very short.
Yes.
But somehow, I don't know, but I feel that it had to be.
Yes.
I think that in a kind of way, it was necessary. I think if we had not moved,
yes.
things would not have been good in any case.
Exactly, yes.
I think that it was better that
yes.
we did what we
yes.
did.
Yes.
I think we have come closer together anyway.
Yes.
You know, I think I have to come here first like this.
Yes.
I think it would be... I don't know, well, perhaps it's... I think that you had to bring me home.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And now I will bring you home.
Yes.
Together we shall be here.
Yes, I
very understand. Much together.
Yes, I understand, darling.
You know, we don't always see things, do we, at the time.
Mm.
And now I see things very well.
Yes.
As it was intended.
Yes, exactly, darling. And then again, I suppose, God meant that Peter and Sibylla were alone.
Of course.
You see, and they
But not only that, I think it is that... I think I had to come here first to prepare a home for you.
Yes, darling, I understand too. You're a home.
And after all, you see,
yes.
you are older
yes.
in years.
Yes.
And you have not all that time to go.
No.
Whereas if I had been... on your side, and you had come first,
yeah.
I might have had many years.
Yes.
You see, one does not know at the
no.
time
no.
what is intended.
Yes.
But I do know that it was important that I should come first.
Yes, darling.
I feel this was necessary.
Yes. It is
for
hard
the children
on.
And for you, too.
Yes.
And after all, you are not getting younger, man.
No, no.
I think you will always be fit and well.
Yes.
But I think when the time comes, it will be quick.
Yes.
And I shall be there beside you.
You know, I have a feeling that I shall wake up when that time comes.
Of course.
In your arms.
That is true.
And
you will be like sleep in your world one night
yes.
and wake up here with me.
Yes.
I would wish it.
That vision I have had constantly.
This is how I think you yes. will go to bed.
Yes.
Or perhaps in a chair, I don't know.
Yes.
And you will fall asleep, as you think.
Yes.
And you will wake up here.
Yeah.
That would be the best way, huh?
Yes. That was how my daddy went.
I know.
Yes.
And I think this is how you will come here. Out of the
yes.
sleep you will arise.
Yes.
You know, out of the body.
Yes.
Like you was, like
yes.
you are, you know.
Yes.
Young. No old age.
Yes.
No. Oh.
Not
I don't think you will ever be old in any case, but
no.
I'm sure you, when you come here,
yes.
you will be like you were when you were, before I knew you.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, when you were very young.
Yes, darling.
I am very young.
Yes.
You know, if you could see me, you know, I look about 20.
Uh-huh. It's wonderful.
And the children, they are growing.
Yes.
And I think you're going to be so thrilled with everything.
Yes,
I think that it is marvelous that we have this knowledge.
Yes.
That we can just talk and talk and talk to each other.
Yes.
This is gorgeous. You know, marvelous. You know?
Darling, if we could accomplish direct communication, and I can write a book about it,
I feel sure, that we have work to do.
Yes, because
I feel that the last years of your life will be spent in helping others.
Yes.
And giving them the knowledge and the conviction that we have had.
Yes.
You know?
Because that's one thing that would be worth accomplishing, and
maybe it would be very nice.
Yes. And perhaps if a TV feature program can be arranged of those experiences, it will be more convincing to people who don't read. You see, there are many people...
People who can hear, even they cannot read, huh?
No. You see, there are many people in Sweden who don't read much. They have no time to read. And when they see something objective, well, it opens their consciousness. There must be something in it. This man is not mad. You see?
Of course you're not mad.
No, but they think so.
No. I mean, suppose there are plenty of people who think because you know of this and we communicate,
yes,
that it must be not right in some way.
Exactly.
I think some people have very strange ideas.
Yes.
You don't alter a bit, do you?
Darling?
You don't alter a bit.
No, I'll never be there.
You look so much the same.
Yes.
I think I don't know. I just feel that in spite of everything that has happened to us, we have become much closer.
Yes, that.
I think we appreciate and understand even more each other now.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, darling. And I tell everybody that I am what I am because of you.
Well, I don't know.
Yes.
Perhaps in a kind of way that is true.
Yes.
But you know, sometimes I look back on our life together.
Yes.
And, of course, we were so happy.
Yes, darling.
But occasionally, perhaps I was a little impatient, you know.
No, but that is understandable.
I think that was partly due to my illness.
Yes, yes.
You know?
And I understood it.
There were times when I used to get very irritable.
Yes.
And I used to feel so cross with myself, you know.
Yes, darling.
I did not like the feeling that I couldn't do all the things I wanted to do.
No.
I began to feel so strange, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew something was happening to me.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
I love you.
I love you, my dear.
How are you doing with your cooking?
Very good, darling.
Ah, I watch you in the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
And I notice everything that you do and how careful you are.
Yes. I don't neglect myself.
No, you cannot do that.
I eat plenty of fruit and greens. And my weight is absolutely constant.
You are remarkable, really, for your age.
Yes, everybody at work tells me I have got a memory of a young person. I have got eyes of a young person.
You have been buying some new clothes.
Hmm?
You have been buying some new things, clothes.
Yes, darling. I'm buying some woolen things for the winter.
I have seen you.
Because you go
into a very big shop. I don't know what it is called.
And
they have woolen.
Yes,
you know?
I don't know what sort of winter we are going to have.
No, but it is good to be provided for.
So I thought I'd better provide myself.
And you have been buying some...
Yes.
What you call them? Oh, I forget now. Jumpers, no?
Yes.
Sweaters,
you
call them?
Yes. And
this shop,
underwear.
Spencer.
Mm.
Spencer?
Pontings.
I don't know. I try to think of the name of these shops that I have been in with you.
Yeah.
And you was in a place in Kensington.
Yeah, that's right.
And you go into three different shops.
Yeah, that's right.
And then eventually you buy certain things.
There's a shop called Barker's also. We have been there.
And what about those shoes?
What, dear?
Those shoes that you are wearing.
Today?
Today? You buy them at home.
Yes, I bought them at home.
Before you leave?
Yes. Because, you see...
They are not old shoes. They are ones you bought before you come away.
Yes, exactly, darling.
I know.
Because in hot weather, they are very comfortable. They enable the feet to breathe and you don't sweat in them.
Did you do anything about the diamond?
About?
The stone.
Yes, I have seen them yesterday.
And what is the...
And they said that they will advertise. And if not, put it in an auction to get the best possible price.
Oh.
Reserve. But I think they are doing everything that is possible.
I suppose they are doing everything. Yeah. I think you would feel happier if you could get rid of it.
Yes, exactly.
Because it is constantly on your mind.
Yes, exactly, darling.
And this I don't think is good.
No.
I don't think you should be harassed or worried about these things.
No, darling.
It is better to dispose of it.
Yeah.
You don't think that it has been overvalued?
Well, darling, I think it is overvalued, as things are, because, you see, they say that in the trade everything is very depressed.
That is what they say. I suppose they always say that. But let us hope it will fit in with the whole price.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see you get rid of it. I think it worries you.
Yeah.
Ah, dear, isn't it stupid we talk about material things?
You know, you talk so nicely, it's just as if you were sitting in front of me.
But I am sitting in front of you.
Yes.
Oh, dear, I get so excited, you know.
Yes.
I have to calm myself.
Yes,
sir. What have you done with that lock of hair?
I have got it.
With you in your pocket?
Yes.
Oh, good. I was wondering if you had brought it with you again.
Yes, yes. I am never without it. Wherever I go, it is with me. And when I feel...
Your little bundle of treasures.
Yes, I am.
No, not you. I said you have got a little bundle of treasure, but you are a bundle of treasure to me, too.
Yes.
So that makes us quits,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I am.
You know, I am learning more and more English words.
Yes.
So I have been studying.
Very good, darling. Very good.
I think it is interesting to learn to speak different things. Although over here we don't have to talk with language.
Yes.
We can communicate entirely by telepathy, by thought, you know.
Yes, darling, yes.
But when I come here, I wish I could do something exciting for you.
Oh.
But I will. I will.
Yes.
When you are home,
yes,
I am going to do everything in my power to contact you.
You don't think it is necessary for me to have a dark room for this particular experiment?
I don't know whether it is essential.
No.
I suppose it is helpful.
Because it would mean a lot of work to convert that room into a dark room.
I know. I don't think it would matter.
No.
I feel that our love will make all things possible.
Yes, darling.
That we shall be able, in some way or other, to make contact.
Mm.
If it is not here, it will be at home.
Yes, darling.
I know that we have such love together that this makes all things possible.
Yes, darling.
You know, I do believe this. We have found each other again. We have never lost each other.
No.
But for a time you were desperate, you know.
Yes.
And now it is as if we're almost the same. I know physically you can't see me or hear me when you're at home, but you feel me there. But we are on a different plane. It is as if we're on a mental and spiritual level.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we could never have reached if I had stayed on Earth.
No, that is true. That is perfectly true, darling.
And how wonderful it is to be able to speak and to and for you to realize when you go to the to the cemetery that I am not there.
Yes, I know that.
That although you go and you keep it very beautiful and the flowers and everything and in a way you feel I am close.
Yes.
It is the spiritual closeness that is important.
Correct, darling.
That part of me.
But that little corner is precious to me because I feel the bones that love me are resting there, you see. And my bones will mingle with those bones one day.
Eventually. But what is much more important is our spirits will mingle.
Yes.
And we shall be just like one.
Yes, darling.
We are. I don't think anyone understands these things properly. You know, what it really means to love. And what love really is all about.
Yes.
Of course, there are many kinds of love, I suppose, but this love is the perfect love.
Yes.
The real love.
Yes.
The lasting love. The eternal love.
Yes.
Our love is something far, far, far removed from the ordinary
material.
Material.
Yeah. And
of course, when you're on Earth, you have these material things, material aspects of love.
Yes.
These are important. They are also necessary.
Yes.
But here, one sees probably for the very first time, the reality of love.
Yes, darling.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, I love you. I just want to put my arms around you.
Thank you, beloved.
And kiss and kiss and kiss you.
Thank you, darling.
But you know,
yes,
nothing can separate us.
No, darling.
Nothing can stand between us.
No, I know that.
You know this.
Yes, I know, dear.
Oh, I wish all the world could understand it and realize it. And just know.
Yes, darling.
There are so many blind people in your world who do not understand.
Do you know?
Who are afraid, do
you
know?
Yes, darling.
What were you going to say to me?
Do you know, I'm going to see your mama this next
week. Oh, I am glad you are going to see her.
I'm going to see her.
I did not know if it was definite. I knew that you had...
I'm going to see her on her
think
birthday.
Think about it. Yes. When do you go?
On the 31st, her birthday comes.
Uh-huh. But you know, she is still remarkable for her age.
Yes.
But and you know, she is still as, I was going to say difficult.
Yes.
But perhaps I should not say that, huh?
Yes.
You know what I mean about Mama?
Yes.
She is very strong character.
Yes, I know.
And will.
She has got inward strength.
This is it, you know.
Yeah.
She has this tremendous something which carries her along and keeps her going all the time. Mind you, she has been very well cared for, really.
Yes. You see, she is a little deaf now.
Not so deaf that she won't hear what she wants to hear.
Oh, really?
You will be surprised. But I suppose if you were to talk to her about this, do you think she would understand? I doubt it.
Yeah. You don't think I should talk to her about
it? Well, I would like you to, because I think if she understands about
it, I would like...
it would be marvelous, because when she comes here, it would be better for her, easier, if she has some knowledge. But, you know, she is... it is very difficult for Mama, you know. I think she might listen. She probably will listen, but whether she will understand, you know.
I would like to take the pictures of you and Sibylla and Peter.
I wonder if she would take that interest. She is very much... you know, she is...
You see, the trouble is that the people around her...
Well, this is it, you know.
You see, would bring a sort of a skepticism in the whole thing.
Have you noticed about her hair?
Yeah. In what way you mean?
For her age, you know.
Yes, yes.
It's marvelous.
Yes. I think she will be 87 years, darling.
88. Is it not so?
Yes.
You say 87? I thought Mama was 88.
Because I think in 1959, she was 75. Do you remember that? When we were with her.
We have a little celebration.
Yes, we have.
But I think perhaps you are right. I thought she would be 88.
No.
But of course we get, I don't know, it is this time business. We lose all sense of time here. I don't think people realize. You know, I think if it were not for people's thoughts, like for instance you, your memory of things, it is not that we forget important things.
No.
But dates, time, they cease to exist for us.
And of course with you, it is still more difficult. Because you are out of material.
You are just only going for a day or two?
Just only going for a day, darling.
Oh, just for a day.
I will take some flowers and a bottle of cognac for a wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I think that will please her.
I wish I could. Well, I shall be with you.
It